Hi guys, we're back with another Delightfully Dark Discussions. I'm Priestess Alana, and I'm here today with Priestess Akelta. We're going to be talking about demon companions, demon familiars, demon guardians, how to work with them, and how they can enhance your life. So let's start with Akelta. Can you give us the definitions of these and what makes them different from each other?
Yes, I can. So I actually prepared a little document for everybody. So demon companions, demon familiars, and demon guardians. As demonosophers, we can work with all three of them. So in demonosophy, which is our path, we walk side by side with the dark lords and with demons. There's many spiritual paths that have like angelic guardians, spirit guides, animal familiars, spirits, entities, totem spirits. There's many different ways to connect to the spiritual world and connect to different spirits. All paths have their guides. All paths have those they work with, and all paths have those who they connect with to help empower them on this journey. In demonosophy, we work with demons. That is the main spiritual entity and the main spiritual being that we work with. It is our demon companions, our demon familiars, and our demon guardians. So we choose basically to allow demons to come into our lives. Though I'm just going to make a note that demonosophers are not exclusive to demons. Sometimes we do invite other spirits to walk with us. Sometimes we do invite other spiritual beings to connect with us and work with us and help guide us. Though there is a focus on demons on the path of demonosophy. But, you know, this notion of working with spirit companions, it's really not uncommon throughout history. A lot of people have spirit guides, they have spirit familiars, they have those spiritual forces that they connect to and that they work with and they embrace, those that we call upon in our time of need, when we need help, when we need assistance, those who we reach out to and connect to. These are our companions, these are our familiars, and these are our guardians. So the spiritual world, it's aligned with these energies and it connects us and it helps us to be empowered from these energies and these amazing and incredible beings. And for us, it is the demons that we work with. So a demon companion, we're going to talk about the different the differences between companions, familiars, and guardians. So a demon companion is a demon who chooses to form a working partnership with a human companion and assist the human companion on the betterment and empowerment of their life here. So there's many different species of demons, many different ranks of demons, many different demons who can come through from their realm and connect with us here on this realm. We as humans benefit from this, but the demons benefit from this as well. There's a mutual exchange in energies when we assist and walk together. So they learn from us just as we learn from them. They get to experience the perception that we have here. They get to experience the exchange of energies, and they get to use their skills and abilities to help us live a more empowered and fulfilled life. So as demonosophers, we seek a very empowered connection with demon companions. We see them as our mentors, our guides, our friends. They are there to walk with us. They have come forth to this realm to help us, to empower us, and to guide us on our spiritual journey.
So since we're on the topic of demon companions, a lot of people think that this is fake or a scam, or, you know, we're just enslaving demons and selling them as prisoners. Do you care to clear up any of that?
Yes. Well, first of all, no, we are not enslaving them or imprisoning them. That notion comes from the old genie in the bottle mythos, where basically you imprison a djinn in a bottle and then force it to do your bidding. That is not what we do at all. As demonosophers, we walk with demons from a place of respect. They choose to be here. And the bindings that we craft is actually a connection point between our world and the spiritual world. It creates a spirit bridge so that our companions have a point, a physical point of manifestation to connect with us and work with us. And also this notion that it's fake and it's a scam, this is actually a concept that has been known throughout history. You can see evidence of this in many of the old books. There's mention of, you know, a personal connection to humans. The demons of the Goetia, people call upon them and ask them to help them. They ask them to aid them. From a companion standpoint, demon companions are just a companion that only you know about, whereas the demons from the Goetia, they are demons, and they are demons, and they help everybody. A demon companion, though, is somebody that you have a personal one-on-one connection with. So these demons, they come from the same realms, they come from these same places, but they choose to work one-on-one with a human companion and have a more personal and working relationship with them. You can also see, even in the Goetia, it says that Paimon grants familiars. He grants demon familiars. So he actually grants demons to come and assist the one who's calling on him to help them in their life. So there's a lot of evidence in the past that companionship, demon companionship, is something that has been practiced throughout history. So the notion that, you know, it's fake or it's a scam, it's, I mean, I honestly think that the same people who are calling it fake and a scam thousands of years ago are those same people who are calling it fake and a scam now. It's just people who don't have that connection to the spiritual world. And instead of, you know, seeing, okay, well, maybe people have different ways to connect to the spiritual world and have different methods of working with demons, you know, it's that whole, you know, if they don't understand it, they call it a scam or they call it fake sort of thing. You know, you have to really go into it and understand it. And unfortunately for us, very few people do understand this notion of demon companionship, because it is something that has been kept very private. Working with demons up until recently is something that you kept private. You did not go to the public. You did not put it out there. You did not advertise that you were working with demons. So the knowledge was underground. It was underground, and, you know, different families had their ways of connecting with demons, or ancient books that were only known to a select few had the different methods of working with demons. But this knowledge was not common. It wasn't common until recently. Now, though, you know, with the shifts in society and with the evolution of the internet, we have an opportunity now to teach people and to share this path with them, to share and educate and show them, you know, just how amazing and incredible it can be, and also just how rich it is. I mean, this is a path that has, you know, eons of history that's kind of woven in our evolution as we've gone. This secret path, this dark underbelly of the human experience, has followed us, and with it our connection to demons, our connection to the demonic divine. And now there's really an opportunity for this darkness to rise in the world, to rise and to help those who are called to the darkness and who are on a darker path to find that connection in themselves and to find that balance in their lives. I mean, it's really a beautiful and an exciting time, but I think a lot of this is because there is not a lot of information that has been out there. It's something that people who are on the demonic path are just recently becoming comfortable speaking about, just because of the stigma attached to working with demons and the stigma attached to the path in general. But now, as you know, the energies are shifting, more and more people are opening up about working with demons. We have an opportunity to teach people, we have an opportunity to clear up those misconceptions, and we really have an opportunity to show the incredible beauty of this path and the incredible beauty of working with demon companions and forming that connection with a spiritual being.
Yeah, spirituality a lot of times is looked down on, and just because it's not scientific. I actually come from, one half of my family is very scientific, all engineers, you know, they don't really believe in anything. So I haven't actually told them yet what I do. I knew I was an engineer before, and I was, but I left being an engineer to come do this full time. So yeah, there's still a lot of stigma attached to it.
Unfortunately, yes, there is. That's one of the sad truths about this path, is that there's so much stigma around it, and some people just can't come out yet. They can't open up about their path, you know, because they're worried about how their family's going to take it, or if they're going to be, you know, if they're going to be disowned by their family, or if their family's going to come after them. You know, everybody's in different situations, and not everybody is accepting of this path yet. Like, it is getting better, but there is still that stigma attached to it. There is still that a prejudice that is compromised. And I know even for myself, and I'm sure for you as well, it's been, you know, it's been a journey opening up about it and really embracing it, because I know like there's certain members of my family I haven't told either. I haven't, you know, revealed that aspect of myself. And, you know, so when the time is right, you know, it's a scary moment. It's a scary moment when you have to reveal something so sacred, but yet something so, you know, personal about yourself that, you know, you might get, you know, you might experience that pushback, or you might get rejected, or you might get even attacked for it. Like it, you know, everybody's situation is different. And so it's a journey. Like this whole thing is a journey. And, you know, as we keep putting it out there, as we keep challenging the stigma, it's going to get better, but there's still those moments of unsureness where you're not sure how much of yourself you want to reveal because it is so sacred.
Yeah, I remember, actually, I did tell my mom, and the first time I told her, she was very upset. Her exact words, I think, were, "Why are you doing this to me?" And I was like, "I'm not doing anything to you. This is my spiritual path." And she was not happy. And then she was like, "Can't you just call Satan Buddha?" And I said, "No, Mom, I can't do that." But she's opened up to it over the years. And actually, last time I visited New York, which is where I'm originally from, she had a satanic birthday party for me, which was super cute. So
that's awesome.
I think I told her originally in 2015, and then that was 2021. So what's that, like 6 years?
6 years.
6 years. We went from, "Why are you doing this to me?" to her throwing me a satanic birthday party. So that was pretty cool anyway.
Yeah, some people, they need time. Some family members need time to open up to the idea. And, you know, we all know our family members best. So, you know, we know when the right time is. We know when it's time to, you know, share that aspect of ourselves. And also, yeah, some of them do take time. They take time to understand it. They take time to come to terms with it. And that's, you know, that's okay too. Everybody's journey with this is going to be different. And, you know, for anybody out there, you know, who's unsure or who doesn't know if they can, you know, stay safe, you know, don't feel pressured. Don't ever feel pressured to release, you know, the side of yourself. Don't feel pressured to release your identity. Don't feel pressured to release something about you that's so sacred that could get you hurt. So take it slow and don't ever feel pressured. We're working to, you know, reverse the stigma and offer resources so that people, you know, can say, "Hey, you know, it's not what people think it is. It's not what the media portrays it. It actually is a beautiful and an amazing path," and, you know, provide those resources so that you can show your relatives. But in the meantime, you know, do what is right for you and make sure you're staying safe.
Yes, definitely. Back to the topic of demons, though.
Yes, back to the topics of demons.
Familiars and guardians.
Hmm?
I said companions, familiars, and guardians.
Yes, companions, familiars, and guardians. So a personal demon companion is a demon who has come forth to assist the human here, both in the spiritual and in the physical world. Due to the dark nature of demons, they do actually have a powerful influence over the physical world, and many of them have incredible skills and abilities that they can use to help guide you on this journey. And they're also incredibly wise. They are powerful. They are beautiful, dark, divine beings who have such deep and profound wisdom, and they can help in so many areas of our life. Like, they are just absolutely amazing to work with. Absolutely amazing. So yeah, no, they are not, going back to something you said earlier, we don't trap them. We do not imprison them. The companions have volunteered to come and be here. They want to be here. They want to walk with a human companion. It is their choice. Consent on this path is incredibly important to us. I cannot emphasize enough how much consent is important. So consent for the human companion and consent for the demon companion. These are some of our core philosophies that are incredibly important to us. So we would never, ever force a demon to be here against their will. Never would we ever do that. They volunteer to be here. They have chosen to be here. And the binding that is crafted is not something to trap them here. It is not something to imprison them. It is a focal point, which is a tool for the human companion and the demon companion to create a space where you can connect with them and work with them and receive their guidance and wisdom that bridges the energies between the physical world and the spiritual world. We've talked in the past, and we will be talking more about creating spiritual bridges, where you basically bridge the energies between the physical world and the spiritual world. And that's how you open up the methods of communication between you and your companions. So the binding, the vessel, is actually a focal point where you can connect with and communicate with your demon companion. So that is what they are for, not to bind and trap the spirit, but to bind the energies of the spiritual world to the physical world to create a spirit bridge.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, maybe are not consciously aware that people actually build things like churches because some people don't have their psychic senses developed. So they need that physical connection there. So this kind of acts in the same way where it can bridge the spiritual, the non-corporeal to the physical.
Yes. And you bring up an excellent point. There are churches, spiritual buildings of worship. What those are is those are physical points of connection to the spiritual world. That's why they're considered sacred spaces. So a sacred space is a space where the energies are dedicated to spiritual work, dedicated to spiritual practice. And those energies bridge the connection between the physical world and the spiritual world. That's why when you go into a religious building or a place of worship, you can get insights, you can get inspirations, and you can have those moments where you feel completely connected to the spiritual energies and completely connected to your spiritual path. It is something that is incredibly important. And it's something that, you know, these concepts are universal and they span throughout different religious practices and spiritual practices, but they're these foundational methods which basically help us as physical beings here to connect to the spiritual aspects of who we are and the spiritual world and those spiritual beings who are helping us on this journey.
Exactly.
So yeah, and like I said, this concept is even written, you can even see it in the Goetia. Lord Payman grants familiars to those who work closely with him. Spirit companions is a concept that goes back throughout history. It is not something that is new. What is new is people being so comfortable talking about working with demons and people being willing to share their path and share this experience without worrying about, you know, being attacked or, well, burned alive or tortured to death or basically kidnapped. I mean, there was a real dangerous element to working with this in the past. You had to be very careful. You could lose your life. You could be killed. Your family could be killed. It's only recently that we have, you know, this ability to open up and to share this path and to share our work with it from a safe place, you know? So that is what is new, is so many people are now saying, yes, you know, I work with demons. I walk on the dark side. I work with darkness and I am okay sharing that with the world because I know I'm not going to be killed for it.
Some places you still can be killed and some places you still will be attacked, unfortunately.
Very true. Yes, very true. Some places, yeah, that's the thing. Everybody, like I said, be safe. Be safe. If you are not comfortable, if you are not ready, do not ever feel forced. One of the worst things somebody can do for somebody is to expose them before they are ready to reveal those sides of themselves. And, you know, people are going to say, oh, well, your spiritual side is fake or you're fake. You're not fake. Your spiritual side is sacred. Your spiritual name is sacred. And it is just as much a part of you as any other name you hold. So don't let anybody tell you you're fake or that you're not doing this right. I mean, I get told I don't work with demons all the time because I don't work with demons how other people want me to work with demons. There's many different ways to work with demons, many different ways to connect and many different ways to walk this path. So don't let people tell you, oh, well, you're not doing it because you're not doing it the way that, you know, I would or that this book says. You work with them as you are called to. The demons are going to connect with you and they're going to guide you to the way that is best for you to work with them. Remember that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways to work with them. And really, if you're getting results and it's working for you, don't listen to what somebody else says.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Who they say they are, if they say they're an expert, if somebody's telling you you're wrong and it's working for you, keep doing what you're doing. Don't listen to them. Unless you're like in serious trouble and actually having difficulty, then maybe seek out somebody who has more experience. But if you're just sharing your experience and somebody's cutting you down and telling you you're fake, you're wrong, that's not how you do it, I would recommend just not listening to them at all.
Yes, agreed. You know your path best and you know you best. And what works for somebody isn't going to work for everybody. And the way that works for you might not work for somebody else. But if you're getting results, if you are getting results and you are seeing benefits from your way of working with them, follow that. Follow that and follow the inspiration that the demons are giving you.
Yes.
When you start working with demons, you're going to end up with demons who are going to assist you and they're going to help you in your personal life. There is a interactiveness that comes from working with demons. They are very involved in helping, in guiding, in mentoring, in showing you what you need to do. So they're going to reach out to you and they're going to help you. The demons who are close to you, like your personal companions, they're going to learn as much as they can about you so they can help your personal journey on this path. They can help you, they can guide you, and they can help the unique energies on your path. So yeah, companionship, demon familiars, this is something that goes back eons, eons. So demon familiars. So a familiar is like in witchcraft and demonology, it's a supernatural spirit or demon, often in the form of an animal, though not always. This is the dictionary definition, that serves to aid a witch or an individual. There's many different tales of witches having familiars and them being black cats and, you know, different types of spirits that connected and aided the witch in their journey. So those of us who walk a spiritual path, who walk a magical path, who work with magic, we know of our familiars. We know of these guides who walk with us and assist us and help us. A lot of them have been there since the beginning of our lives, though some of them do come in at later stages of our life, or we just discover them in later stages of our life. They are here basically to help us serve our needs and to help us with the practice of magic. Some people do use familiars and companions interchangeably. We actually define them differently. So whereas a companion is a spiritual being who has their own essence and presence, they have their own life, their own family and connections, which are apart from yours. They also can exist in another plane and they can move between this world and their world. And they have, you know, their own home and their own life and what they do. A familiar, though, is a part of your life. It is completely a part of your life, and they are here for the sole purpose of serving you and helping you on this journey. They don't have a separate life. They don't have that aspect of them that's separate from yours. They are here to walk with you, to guide you, to serve you, and to help you in every aspect of your life. So they are here for you, and they are here for your whole life. Now they themselves are also still vastly complex, and they are beings of themselves. They are complex. They have their own thoughts, their own feelings. They have all of this. They just are within this realm, and they are here to connect with us, help us, walk with us, and also to aid us in different aspects of our life. Companions do have an aspect outside of this realm and that is connected to their own realm, whereas a familiar is connected to this realm and connected to you in this realm and does not have something outside of that. So companions have this influence from the external over this world, whereas familiars are tied to this realm and they work within this realm and move the energies through this realm. So they exist within the planes and dimensions that are directly connected to the world here, and they work with one person. A companion can work with multiple people. So a companion, you know, usually when you have a demon companion, they work with you, but they can work with others. Like if you have a coven or a group that works with one companion, they can do that. A familiar works with you. A familiar is your personal guide, and they are there to help you. It is their purpose. It is their mission. They walk side by side with you, and they will do what you need them to do, and they will help you in your life. So familiars can be many different spiritual beings. Demon familiars, they usually are entities that when they step forward, and a demon familiar steps forward to work with you and basically be bound to you on this journey, they help people who are aligned with the darker energy spectrums. They help those who need help balancing the darker energy spectrums and learning to work with their own dark energies. So they come into this world to stay close to their human and to connect with their human companion to help guide them. So all those who are on a magical path have different sorts of familiars depending on the path that they're on. And depending on the individual's energy makeup, they're going to be different familiars depending on that. Like some people will have, animal guide familiars. Some people will have demon familiars. Some people will have like more natural world-based familiars like elves or fae. So it depends on the individual. Everybody's got their own individual energy makeup. Everybody has their own unique connection to the spiritual world, and that is one thing that that defines the type of familiars that you're going to have. But those who are on a magical path, they all have familiars, and also familiars can come to you at different stages of your life. Some can be more connected to you when you're young. Some can be more connected to you during middle age. Some can be more connected to you when you're older. Usually it's, you become aware of them at different stages of your life, but sometimes you'll have a new familiar that will walk with you for a different stage of your journey. They'll come at a different stage when you need them the most, and they'll help you. Our spiritual guides and familiars, it's very sacred and personal. At the end of the day, you want to find the path that aligns with you, that you can call home, that is connected to you. I mean, that's one thing we talk about endlessly is there is no one spiritual path for everybody. There are many spiritual paths for people. And the right spiritual path for you is the one where you feel that connection. You feel like you are home. If you have a connection to a certain spiritual path and that path feels like home, that is your path. That is where you are meant to be. And it's an absolutely beautiful thing.
It is. Can you tell us about what demon guardians are?
Yes. So, what is a guardian? A guardian is a person who guards, protects, and preserves. So, a demon guardian is a demon who has stepped forward with the specific task of guarding and protecting. So, a demon guardian is a demon usually who is assigned to you at birth or who walks with you from birth and for some people beyond. And they are there to protect you, they are there to keep you safe, and they are there to keep you secure. So many people speak of guardian angels. Your guardian angel protects you. Your guardian angel, watches over you and makes sure that you are safe. But what about those who are aligned to darker energies? What about those of us who are on a darker spiritual path? We have guardian demons, demons who have been there for us our whole lives, who protect us, who watch over us, who make sure that we are safe. It could be a dark lord. It could be a high-ranking demon. It could be a demon that you are connected to in the spiritual world. Usually it is a demon that you are connected to in the spiritual world that you have some connection with, and they are there to watch over you and protect you. They've come into your life before you were born, and they watch over you and make sure that you are safe. So a demon guardian is a demon who is charged with following you and watching over you and your life and making sure that you are safe. They play the role as protector, and they act very quickly when there's trouble around, or when they need to shift the energies, or when they need to move negative energies away from you or protect you. I have a demon guardian that I became aware of when I was 6 years old. This was when I first really started connecting to the spiritual world. I started to notice that there was creatures around me that were not nice. There were nefarious creatures around me, and my demon guardian came and protected me. He chased them all away, and he made sure that I was safe. And he saved me many times throughout my life. I remember one day, I was climbing rocks at this beach, and below me there was a bunch of sharp rocks and really, really high waves. And I was climbing, and I remember I slipped, and I couldn't grab onto the rock face, and I started falling backwards. And I felt something shove me and push me back so that I could actually grab the rocks again. And it was him. He pushed me. He managed to push me so that I was able to grab the rock so I didn't fall, because that would have been a very horrible fall. I probably would have had some serious injuries from that one. But because of his intervention, I was safe. So a demon guardian will do that. They will intervene and they will work to keep you safe. I've had many near-death experiences actually avoided from intervention from my demon guardian.
Yeah, another thing I want to add to this. You said you realized when you were a child that you had one there. I did not realize till I was much older. I actually was brought up in a Catholic family, and there was mention of guardian angels, but every time I tried to connect to angels, it was like nothing. And then finally, later on, I was also skeptical because I was like, I don't know if I really believe this. But when I found demons, then everything suddenly made sense. I was like, oh. this is what happened. It all kind of fell into place. So, even if you are at a certain age in your life and haven't connected with them, some people just naturally have connections and they have been with you for a very long time. And when you find that, you can actually discover how it all lines up and how they were there with you.
Yes, and something you said was very important here. When you tried to connect to angels when you were younger, it was just all like white noise, basically, and it didn't work. If you've tried to connect to different spiritual beings and you can't, that probably means that you're on the wrong path or that you're not attuned to those spiritual beings. So some people find they're like, I couldn't connect. And then they go to connect with demons. They're like, oh my gosh, I connect. This all makes sense. Just like you said, it just means that your energies are attuned to that, those spiritual frequencies. So you have an alignment and a connection with demons over angels.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different elements that go into this. And sometimes people, it's not that you're not spiritual or it's not that you're not psychic. It's just that you're not connecting with something that you're aligned with or connecting with something that you're attuned with. And for many people ask me, how do I know if I have a guardian demon? If you feel like you've been connected to demons since you were young and you feel like you have a demon guardian watching over you, then the odds are you do. You have a demon guardian. You have the connection to the demons. You have the connection to the darkness. It's there. And that is a sign that you are connected to demons. You are connected to the demonic divine. So some people, they just know. They just feel it. They feel that connection in their heart. They feel that connection inside of them. And then when they start to be exposed to it, they start to interact with it. It just all comes together and they realize, yes, this was the answer all along. So if you feel like you've had a guardian demon your whole life, if you feel like there has been a dark presence watching over you, very well could be. Very well could be. So our guardians are also there at the end of our lives. They can help us to cross over and return to the energies where we come from. They can help us return to our spiritual home. So they know us. They have a deep connection with us, whereas companions can come with us at any stage of our life. And sometimes you're just meeting a demon companion for the first time, a new friend who's coming into your life to work with you. A demon guardian is somebody who has been there since you were a baby, since even when you were in the womb, they were there with you, watching over you and keeping you safe. Now, this doesn't mean that you're invincible, that you can go, do things that might get you killed. You always want to stay safe, but oftentimes they can intervene to help sway danger or to help avert a disastrous situation. They're there with us our whole lives. So from the time, we're growing in the womb to the time when we die. Your guardian is there with you, and it is a spiritual being that you can talk with, that you can connect with, and you can ask for help in your time of need. They love us and they care about us, and they will do what is within their power to help us and to protect us. So they're absolutely amazing and incredible beings. So that's kind of a summary of demon companions, demon familiars, and demon guardians and the differences between them. There are some similarities, but those are the main differences between all three of them.
So how would you recommend working with them?
That's a really good question. All right, so demon companions, you can actually find a conjurer or a spiritual person to help connect you with different companions. But when it comes to your familiars and your demon guardian, you can ask for assistance from another person who is psychic. But one of the things in our practice that we really encourage is helping people to develop their own psychic gifts and skills and helping people to learn to connect to their spirit guides. So there's different meditations you can do. Like for a demon familiar, I would recommend a meditation where you sit basically in silence with yourself and you look inward. You look inward to your heart, and you ask your demon familiar to step forward. You ask them to step forward. Now, you're going to want to, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, what about, nefarious and dangerous and sinister entities that might try to invade the space? This is why you want to develop your spiritual foundation. You want to know how to shield. You want to know how to ward. You want to know how to ground, and you want to know how to cleanse. So before doing this meditation, you want to set up a ward around the room you are in. So, and you want to program the ward by saying, I am going to keep all nefarious entities out. All spiritual forces that wish me harm cannot cross the barrier of this ward. So you'll have the space defined. Your room will be defined. Then you have your own personal shield. So in your personal shield, you also want to program the same thing, that no nefarious forces and no spirits who wish to harm you can cross your shield. They cannot cross the barrier of the shield. So you have then the room warded, and you have your personal shields, which will keep you safe. You want to then sit on the floor and you want to stay grounded. You want to stay grounded with your energies in, and you want to, before you begin this, cleanse yourself. So wash yourself with white, gold, and if you're connected to the demonic, black energies, and just wash all energies away. And do the same with the room. Visualize a white, gold, and black shield expanding and surrounding the room and cleanse the energies of that room. You can also spray the room with a mist. Rosemary is a good mist. A rosemary spray is great. Sea salt also works incredible. And sea salt and lemon water and rosemary spray, you can also mist throughout the room. That will cleanse the room. So you want to define that and have those parameters set up in the room. Then you want to meditate and you want to look within your heart, because your familiar is going to be connected to you and they're going to be able to get through your energies. Whereas a lot of spirits around you will communicate externally, a familiar and a guardian can actually communicate with you through internal means. So it's a way to kind of isolate that from the spiritual forces around you, so that you know you're connecting with your familiar and your guardian instead of a wandering spirit. So you've defined the parameter, you've shielded, you've warded, you're grounded, you're sitting on the floor, you've cleansed. So then you want to meditate by closing your eyes, looking into your heart, and asking your familiar to step forward, asking your familiar to step forward and connect with you. Now, connecting with a spiritual familiar or a demon guardian or a spiritual guardian is going to feel wonderful. There's going to be beautiful sensations. You're going to feel fantastic. You're going to feel like you found a lost part of your soul. This is one way to tell, you know, a spirit that's beneficial from a sinister entity. A sinister entity, you're probably going to feel off, or you're going to feel like maybe a sickly feeling in your stomach, or you're going to know something's wrong. You're going to just feel something's wrong. You're not going to have that warm connection that comes from connecting with them through your heart chakra. And another thing you can do is just send love energies to yourself, send love energies to your connection, to your familiar, to kind of open that connection and remove anything that is nefarious. Now, connecting with your familiar, you will notice positive shifts in your life. When connecting with a nefarious entity, you're going to notice that there's negative shifts in your life, but that there's things that just happen that feel wrong. You're going to notice a progressive decline. Now, working with demons, I have had moments where my life has exploded, but it's like a forest fire going through and burning away the old underbrush so that new life can grow. It's not destructive in a way that's going to destroy me. It is clearing out something that is holding me back. It is clearing out an energy that I am holding onto that is actually hurting me. Demons are fantastic at that. So they will actually remove what's hurting you so that you can grow and attain what you want. The goal of a malicious sludge or a sinister entity, they just want to destroy you. They will consume your energies, and you'll just see a progressive decline in everything around you. There is a difference between clearing away what needs to be cleared away and destruction, complete destruction of your life. So just keep these little things in mind when you are connecting with your familiars and your guardians, and make sure you develop your spiritual foundation.
Yeah, and usually there is some warning before things are cleared out by the demons versus your life is just blowing up because you're connecting with something negative. I mean, people probably are familiar with the concept of, you know, your spirit guides tell you to do something and you don't do it, and then you kind of get pushed into it anyway, whether you want to or not.
I'm the master at that one.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, but Mammon's always told me, he's always told me exactly what I need to do or exactly what needs to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the master at telling me, oh, your life's about to implode, by the way. But no, that's a very important thing, because yes, usually your demons will let you know. They will give warning before they implode everything.
Yeah, and even if something does blow up in your life and seems really bad, when you're working with demons, they usually can help you turn it around. A lot
Oh,
of people's
yes.
negative things in their life is, tragedy or devastation, but you can take the energies of that, turn it around, and turn it into opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Opportunity is all around if you're just willing to see it. But yeah, no, many people have demon guardians and demon familiars. There's a lot of people, a lot more people than you'd realize, who are connected to the darkness, who are connected to the demonic divine, the dark essence. And so when they are learning about their connections and reaching out, the demons are going to reach out too, and they're going to connect, and they're going to help, and they're going to offer guidance and wisdom. I mean, it's really fun starting out on this path and learning who your familiars are, learning who your guardians are, meeting new companions, learning how to work with demons. There's many different ways to work with demons. I mean, we like working with them from a place of respect, where we connect with them, we meditate with them, certain things we do to connect with them, we will chant their ends. We will gaze at their sigils, meditate with them, do rituals towards them. So set up altars dedicated to a specific dark lord, and then basically asking that dark lord to step forward during the ritual. To communicate with demons, you'll want to increase your focus, and you'll want to work at developing your psychic senses. So there's many different things that you can do in order to awaken your psychic senses and develop your natural skills. So many different like exercises, training exercises. If you want to develop clairvoyance, practicing looking and viewing your companion and seeing their outline against a wall, or if you want to hear them, meditate with them and ask them yes or no questions and see if you can hear what they say, if you can hear a yes or you can hear a no, or if you're clairsentient, feeling like different answers, like finding a way to connect with your companions so that you can feel the answer to the question that you have. That's how I do it. I will connect with my companions and I'll actually feel their answers. So I'll feel what they're trying to say to me. There's so many different ways, so many different ways. And as you start to develop and awaken these psychic senses, I mean, it's amazing where it's going to go. Once you get a handle on your psychic senses, you can just go, you, it's the sky is the limit with communicating with them. Like, it's amazing what comes through.
Yes, and we actually do have exercises which we will put in the description of this, whether you're watching us on YouTube or listening on one of the platforms we're on for podcasts. Check the description and we will have links to that.
Yes, we will. We will put up the links. And also, we have a little booklet which talks about the difference between companions, familiars, and guardians. So we'll put that up in the description as well, because they're such amazing beings to work with. Like, they're just so amazing. And when you can actually start to pick, okay, these are my companions, this is my familiars, this is my guardian. When you actually start to connect with the spiritual beings who are helping you, it's life changing. Like, it's absolutely life changing. I mean, Alana can tell you that.
Yeah, really. I went from an entry-level position to the top tier of engineering. I was married. I ended up getting divorced. Like, it's been a journey, and I've only been working with demons for I think a little, no, like 8.5 years now. I guess that's longer.
Yeah. Yes. And we also decided to work with Mammon, who is the king of, oh, you're not getting comfortable. You have so far to go still. Let's just blow up this foundation so I can show you how to build the next level. Like, everything that's happened, I cannot tell you, everything that's happened that I'm like, this is a disaster. This is terrible. Mammon's like, this is the best thing ever. He's like, this is the best thing ever because you needed to learn how to face this. You needed to embrace this. He's like, it's like if things happen and people say, awful things about us, he's like, nope. He's like, you've arrived. He's like, look at the people who are successful. Look at the people who have what you want. They all have these same things have happened to them, these exact same things. It means that you are moving towards what you want to move towards. He's like, you just have to get up and keep going. Never stop, never surrender. He's like the king of motivation. Like, he is just, he's Mammon.
Wonderful.
Oh,
He can be
yes.
brutal though, so he might not be one you just want to start with if you're just starting out, or if you're into that kind of thing. Mammon's great.
You're into it. Yes, if you're into, complete destruction and obliteration of every comfort and safety that you ever thought possible. He's the demon to work with. Yes, but he's wonderful and we absolutely adore him. Like, we absolutely adore working with Mammon. Like, he's amazing. He's amazing. He challenges us in so many different ways. And even at times, you know, when you feel like, that's one thing about him, when you feel like everything's blown up and there's nothing left, he'll come and he'll be like, no, no. He'll be like, don't let this get you down. He's like, don't let this stop you. He's like, you know, there's so much you still have to do. There is so much that you can do. And this situation is not as bad as you think it is. This situation is actually the best situation because, and then he'll list out all the reasons why it's an amazing situation and how you can, you know, find the silver lining in it and what you can do. He's the best at that. Like, you know, when you're down and you feel like everything's against you, Mammon is there and he will tell you exactly what you need to hear. And then he will help you. He will show you what you need to do.
Yeah, what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yes, always.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's no sugarcoating. I had signed up for a class. It just came into alignment. Like, it just lined up perfectly. And day one of the class with the mentor, he's saying things and I'm like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. You're gonna be uncomfortable. And I'm like, okay, good, because I am. Like, thank you, Mammon, because I know you set this up.
Just, oh yeah. He does. Mammon, he says to me all the time, he's like, if you're not uncomfortable, you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the more uncomfortable you are, the further you expand your comfort zone, the further you'll go in life. So
yeah.
People are trying to stay comfortable and that's not going to really get you anywhere.
No, it's not. And you know, so to everybody out there who's ever made me uncomfortable, thank you. Because you are front and center contributing to my growth and development and to my success. And I am so grateful for it. So thank you. Yes, exactly. Now he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. But yes, so if you want to know more about demon companions, demon familiars, and demon guardians, we are dropping a link to a little booklet that we have written, which you can download for free. We also will leave a link to our PDF, which will help you identify which psychic gift is your dominant one, whether it be clairaudience, clairvoyance, or clairsentience, and exercises you can do to train that psychic sense. So you will find those in the description below. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for this week's Delightfully Dark discussion.
If there's anything you want to hear about, drop a comment below. Come talk to us on Discord. We've started up the tea chats again and we're doing lots of fun things.
Yes, we will also leave a link to our Discord down below so that you know how to join and come and connect with us. So if you love our content, if you love our channel, please consider subscribing. It helps us immensely and we just keep getting bigger and bigger every month. So we'd love to have you as a subscriber and we're going to be offering more content, more fun discussions, and more activities every single month. So subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with what we're doing. And we hope you have an amazing and demonically inspired week. Until next time, guys. Bye.